For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Amen. I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The next one says what? The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. But David said, the Lord is my buckler. He's the horn of my salvation, my high tower. The next verse, watch many things. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Hallelujah. A time for sorry at you, but say, wouldn't you mean uncle Poma? Now be one, no be bonpire. Send me bue manua. Namibo. Hallelujah. Titino, I say, a man for good dear dra. What person who said, oh, 2 minutes was Adriania Obidiku, a year for was it there be a more or say for us, okay, cran Adriania here goes out, some catcher was a young one. Nejoy, I had him say. Nejoy, I said, what you mean, Adriana, here woman who said, you are no kind of right. And fun, how a cowboy, I don't know Adriana. See, that is how I'll bring somewhat here. Oh, I'm funny home. Say, who free we are sinners? Who never and find also what we're free? Until there be our rest of better. But I pray today God will deliver you from your enemies. Everybody who is an enemy to you, God will deliver you from that enemy. So shall I say, I will praise my God. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Your praises open the door for God to save you from your enemies. Sometimes you don't need to fight with your mouth, you don't need to fight with your hands. Just lifting up a voice and praising God. All your enemies will scatter. I said they will scatter. They will scatter. Hallelujah. Verse 4. We are going to pray for a version of that. Say, the sorrows of death compass me. I will hear me. I said, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The flood. Just say, "Omo chia me ni pa om pamasa omo chiri mi tamie. Omo chia me huasia se insuo. I dream boniye for. I dream mama wala dream boniye for. In Daniel chapter 7, Bible says that Daniel, out of 120 satraps, he is the only one. And Bible says all the 120 people, they plan against him to kill him. 120 ministers are no more. You are planning some person. If he said, "Oh, sir, no bumpy." Or so on, some more. He be a maybe I said, "Oh, no, one in me." Let me tell you, if you are here, you don't know. People hate you. People dislike you. There are forces that are against your life. I worry, you have never been through. Maybe she changed. I worry, you have never been through. You are here too, you have been through. Yeah, we say keep us safe. We are from no near safe, brother. But sedan Kenya and Kopo say we need money and Kopo. And it was smile, my baby. The flaws of ungodly men made me afraid. But watch verse 5. He said that what? The sorrows of hell compass me about, and the snares of death. Now our brother suggested that he could feel the snares of death, and from a wolf from my bonaco. Verse 6. In my distress, I call upon the Lord. I cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Today, your prayers will go to the ears of your Father. Lift up your voice, somebody, and begin to pray. Pray, let your cry, let your cry. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Oh Lord, my trust is in you. My confidence is in you. My hope is in you. How many times do you know? And some of the people are afraid when they say, "No new answer." This is a bit me for us. Patches is a son of Wani. This is a new way, no. And you come on to my ears. From today, may your voice be come on to the ears of God. Hallelujah. That is why, in the day of your trouble, when you call him, he can remember your voice. But many of you don't pray. You don't pray. You don't have time to spend in the presence of God. That's why God doesn't know your voice. In the day of your distress, when you call him, he says, "What voice is saying to me?" May you begin to be a voice that speaks and pray to God all the time. Say we will be what our friend, what you mean spending 2 hours in the presence of God praying, talking to God, fellowship with God, so that God can recognize your voice, so that in the day of your troubles, the Lord will hear your voice out of his temple. Hallelujah. Oh yes, he will hear your praise. And so he heard my cry, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Verse number 7, we are closing. Watch it. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because God was angry that his child is in trouble. May your prayers shake the foundations of your enemy's camp. May the anger of God be kindled against anybody who seeks for your destruction. May God shake their grounds. May God destroy.
destroy their works. May God be angry about your enemies. Everybody who hates you, may the Lord be angry against the person. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Verse 8. So the Bible, so I want to encourage you, when you go home, take the whole book of Psalm 18. It starts from verse 1 to 50. That's one of the longest verses of Bible scriptures. Take your time this week and read what David went through. He said that through you I walk through, I jump over walls. You are going to jump over walls. You walk through troops. Nobody can destroy your life. As long as God knows your voice. As long as God knows your voice. Lift up your hands. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we are your children. And God, may our voice be known unto you. So that in our days of trouble, in our days of distress, when we call upon you, may you be our deliverer. May you be our salvation. May you be our healer. Deliver your people from evil. Deliver your people from their enemies. Anything that has surrounded them that want to take away their lives, Lord, deliver them as you deliver our brother from death. For there was a snare of death around him. But Lord, you heard his cry and you sent angels to deliver him. Deliver all my sons and daughters you have given to me in this place, that no evil shall befall them, because the seal of the Holy Ghost is placed upon their forehead. May the Lord establish you. May the Lord bless you and give you peace and prosperity in Jesus' name. And everybody can say amen for that. Clap your hands, be seated. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's a good thing to be a child of God. Hallelujah. Say, let God know your voice. I don't know you. You are not so close to me. You don't fellowship with me, so I don't know your voice. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. Welcome everybody to church, especially the families of the Hodos who are here to bring their child for baby dedication. Hallelujah. Now quickly, we also have, today is a special day in the calendar of Makaros. Hallelujah. And so we are supposed to have hearing and seeing campaign. Hearing and seeing, that you must always make your ears be open to the voice of God. So the more you hear the word of God or the voice of his prophet, the more you experience the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we have what we call seeing and hearing campaign. And it comes in three forms. Number one, a Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, you see our prophet ministry, Flow Church. Everybody, we start church at 8:30. So you can start in the house, even as you are bathing, his ministry, you'll be blessed. From 7 o'clock all the way to 8:30 when you come here. Okay? So every Sunday morning, tune to the Flow Church and see or hear. You see something or you hear something that will benefit you. Hallelujah. This one, he was talking about the spirit of love. The spirit of love. Joy. How to have a spirit of love and to flow in the spirit. Because a Christian without a spirit is a dead person. Do you understand? Powerful. And so three forms. That's a Sunday morning. And then on Tuesday morning, 4 a.m. to 7 o'clock, we pray. Don't be sleeping, no. Because how will God hear your voice unless you call upon him? How do you call upon God unless you pray to God? It's prayer that makes God hear your voice. So you have to have time with God Yeah, what time you never be any time I say back on your name, Copompire. And go deep subscribe with Peter said, and to want to mean me a mumpire that you know, you don't really back up a crumble. Let's just say every Christian must at least spend at least 1 hour in the presence of God. Doing nothing, close your phone. Don't take any call because you are in the presence of God for at least 1 hour. Amen. Every day as you call or speak to God, he can hear your voice. Oh, okay. This is Yvonne speaking. This is Yvonne. So in the day of your distress, when you call, so what is happening to this now? Because sometimes when I hear certain calls at a certain times, even as a pastor, I wake up and say, what is the problem? Do you understand? When David called me when we just came from funeral, and her mother was not feeling well at the funeral. So at 3 a.m., when the call came, and I saw David, I immediately jumped and said, hey, what is the problem? Because there were two issues. One, the mother was not feeling well. Two, the sister was ready to deliver. So I didn't know which one it was. But each one of them was a matter that concerns me. And of course, immediately I heard the voice. Even I saw the name. Something jumped into me that I must act some and intervene somewhere. But what about you? Does God recognize your voice? Does God know who you are? That you are calling me at this time? Yeah. Because I've also seen people who call and say, this number, I don't know the person, so I won't even take it. Yeah. I won't even listen. I won't even take it because when I check the number, I don't know the number, maybe straight line or so. Maybe, unless I see you have called about 2-3 times, maybe it could be somebody that is you need me. But if I see 1-2, I say, I don't know the number. Mercy. May it not be that when you speak to God, God say, I don't know the person. Hey, have you seen some of those? It is Namin Niwafa. Namin Niwafa. But they go and read Psalm 18. Take it as your quiet time for this week. And you will see why David became David we know. Bibi, I was a radon. I am a radon. How about me? A radon. The radon knew a fan. I'm trying to ask him. I said, my co school. Yeah, my co school. I try to question freeze. You certificate didn't come to say, oh, yeah, lawyer. And your mom family could say freeze. No. I bet two certificate are touching, baby. Your soul is important. Preserve it in the presence of God. Amen. So, three things: Sunday morning, Tuesday morning, and then Friday morning. So, I want everybody to take your phone and you are going to follow this principle. Okay? Everybody take your phone. Everybody take your phone. And you are going to watch this. How do you connect to this scene and flowing what watching? So, please, can you help us? Watch it. So, take your phone. It's going to teach you how to connect, how to subscribe. Search for the Flow Church. On Facebook or anywhere. Click on the follow me channel. Don't tell me, sit down. Take your phone and phone. Okay? These are the places you can subscribe. As I'm doing, do it. If you don't have it, do it now. Follow. Click on all the bells. The bells. YouTube, Facebook, anywhere. Okay?
Yes. Lift up your holy hands. Call upon the Lord.
What we are saying is that everybody connect now. We are showing how to connect so that anytime the service is going on, these three services, it will prompt you on your phone. Say, please get up. We are doing this Tuesday morning, Sunday morning, and Friday morning. So we are saying that start. Go back to the how to start. How do you connect? Because just yes, a we are serious. And nobody might think Ghana, and I know beauty America didn't come on. And I didn't even see America, but my life here. That is how the church has also improved. So don't say another man, quite sorry. Who met me at fear, but quite sorry. What the ampersons now was only I mean, and media. So we want everybody to connect to this so that it will be for your own benefit. Receive inspiration and anointing and power from God. In your room, the bishop will be there to minister to you. So we say that you go and search for this and then you connect. And then when you see these pictures, just you can open any of them. Okay? Are you seeing it on your
phone? Yes. Lift up holy hands. Call upon the Lord. Again. spiritual incapacitation.
Yes.
Spiritual unresponsiveness.
So, as we connect, how to subscribe? Flow YouTube channel. Okay, you search for Flow Church. The Flow Church. Go search it. The buy apex. This will appear. So the apex flow. You can see flow. Any bishop pictures. Any of them. You just click. When you click, you subscribe to it. You catch it. Okay. Chibabia will be. Okay. The next one. Let's move on quickly. And then what else? Gentlemen, media. Everybody must have listened. Every member of this church. Yes, quickly. Then you see. The atmosphere, search for it. There's so many cows. When you can do it, search for it. And you see the picture of the bishop. Are you seeing?
That's why I came here.
Are you doing it?
Because even though. Now, I'm almost 50
one.
Years old. I still have energy and zeal, so a first love, a fire. I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to do something.
Say amen for that. So many of us, we are committing sin because we don't have an atmosphere of the presence of God.
Even though
the reason why you are alone in your room, then you feel like, oh, I'm going to be in the next door. And she arises now when you come and she said to me, you know, I'm assuming that like that. The atmosphere is polluted atmosphere. But as a person, you, it will encourage you to also wake up and start to do what? That is how you change the atmosphere. And it helps you to control your emotions and your feelings so that you can be a good Christian and receive the anointing and the power of God. Say amen for that. So please, everybody must have it all the time. Wait, said this way, no. Hallelujah. So I want everybody to make sure that you have this, the audio, the video, and you create an atmosphere. That's the part of the atmosphere. Somebody say atmosphere. Baby, I will be a woman who's a bonnet costume. Create change the atmosphere. Because not a travel also. Powerful, do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. As you are watching, you are hearing people sin and that's watching it, you are tempted to do the same thing. So that is why you need the presence of God around you so that it saves you from sin. Say amen. Especially those who are not married. It's not easy to be alone. It's not easy at all.
I want to do something.
Now, what about what I'm worried? But you see, you can change the atmosphere with the word of God surrounding you. Say amen for that. And I see the Lord anointing you with great wisdom. You will learn so much wisdom when you listen to the counts, the tips. Uba suya kwa yesi di si dan. E kwa yesi si di edi sikasie. E kwa yesi faso bo bra. E kwa yesi faso nya ho ba yeso. Ni nyina obenya ni free if you open your ears and watch.
Even though
Uda kwa had to paint your house, I bet you nyina. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you excited about that? So please, everybody,
I'm ready. I said, I'm ready. I want to do
that. You are not alone. Tell them that you should never be alone wherever you are. You should never be alone. Oh, last the day, one and last week, gonna be. Yes, 18 hours I didn't go out in the presence of God. 18 hours. Have you seen before I go for 5 hours? Even now, 1 hour grant me time in the presence of God. Because the atmosphere is bad. Once the atmosphere is bad, you can't stay for long. But when atmosphere is in the presence of God, you can stay
even though
happily, filled, impacted. I see you becoming anointed this year. As you spend your quiet time and in the quiet place with God. Don't bother what the world is saying.
I want to do something.
Say amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Today we are sharing a few things and I believe you'll be blessed. Those who are thankful. This year you say it's a year of being what? Thankful. A few way, I declare I fear I didn't have mercy. You didn't have mercy. I say, be any command at that mercy. Say amen. Say amen. Can you name me one? Because the reason why we are not thankful that we don't remember what has been done for us. Who can you be a yama one? Oh, then I say, how? But many times we don't remember. We easily forget something that somebody has done for you. That is why we are not thankful. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, one of the people who became very great in the Bible, he was a very bad man. Everybody knows him. His name is called Saul. But, see, when he was converted, he saw that God has changed his life completely. And he became one of the people who were very, very thankful to God. Say, hey, when you come to understand the blessing of being a saved person, you will always be thankful to God. Hallelujah. Because see, Bia, the way you used to like women, if God had not saved you, but they say you would have been sleeping with somebody who was had an AIDS, and that AIDS would have entered your body, because the way you used to chase women, just say, didn't care for any kind of woman. Say a papa, say a bonny, and once I will call Rura Hodnosa. The most I will Rura, no horse than a bonnet, Niamafono, so it be Sura. So you get sicknesses and certain diseases through sex. In fact, sex is the commonest way you get sickness. The fastest and the commonest way to attract disease for yourself. And the curses. Oh, yes. You know, the Bible said that when Judges chapter 6, Samson was a very anointed, great person. Great, what do you mean, my friend? But the Bible said that he went to Gaza. And then when he went to Gaza, he saw a prostitute. That's just anointing. You my dear friend, how to control your body. You can be anointed, but your body you cannot be controlled. And through that woman, his whole life came to an end. And I'm telling every young man, your whole life can come to an end by sex. One sex. When Davis. What do you call it? Friends, I've been at that banana. The one who forced and slept with his own sister. Who? No, Absalom. Absalom's sister. Eh? Tama. What's his name? It's not Abner, it was an army officer. Winning Barbara Moon. Amnon. The guy is called Amnon. Listen, young man, listen. Amnon. Or said that's a mean young boy, the way the amen in the bed. My way, the amen in the bed, and to Nadam for Nadam for I dream Bonini, the case. Ah, now open it down, I will bless it. Yes, how we are now, my hero. No, my dear, and the Maracas on Federation, shall I not? To all this, shall I not know what children, why you know what my fro, no one ever. See, some of you, see, your feeling for sex, when you're done for Bonnie of a mob to Bonnie. He said, who knew come by when that girl, but Adam for Bonnie, the mama trick. Formula, no. You see, what he didn't know that the day he slept with the sister, that was the day he determined the date of his death. On one sign in the death warrant. The day, on one day we are, and on one sign in the death warrant, because if you were, and this is girl on the day, you have been my plan, and say, will be in a few years. Absalom. Please, no Bible. Do you understand? His brother was so Absalom. So when Absalom realized that his brother has raped his sister, he was saying, I want to know that there is a woman that the day you sleep that person, Satan said, I'm done with you. Young man, be careful. Be careful. You have no idea that lady that you are chasing. What Satan has planned against you, he's using the woman as an attraction just to find a way to kill you. You think that you are a smart guy, but we don't know that Satan has intentionally crafted the lady to look nice in your sight so that as the day you sleep, man, that's the end of you. Yes. When Samson was sleeping with Delilah, it was not Delilah he was sleeping with. He was sleeping with the goddess of Philistine called, what do you call it? There was a goddess. A chrono who born, you know, the of 2 men who chrono mono. So I home when I said Delilah. And as he was sleeping with Delilah, she was sleeping with the goddess of the land. Oh, yes. Go and read the Bible. Bible said when they finished, they caught him, that was the people praised the goddess of that land. For delivering this wicked person, this wild guy for him, because he was an enemy. So it was an evil spirit that entered into Delilah. And you were in a ties in the air, no? If you're in a tunnel, I shake a crown. You had no fun at people, say, yeah, I did, I made a backup from Wobron, some that I did, you need to go home. Are you here? Go home. I want you to know that life is not the way you see it all. That's the man is giving you money. Don't think that he's a fool or prayers. I don't know if he's a or prayer. It took me a lot of effort to get that money. And to, as he's giving it, on your father Christmas. Oh. I don't know. I don't know. Are you here? Go home. And some of the day you sleep that person, the day you die. Because a certain disease will be released into your stomach. Now we are from a ceiling. Because it will be the way you drew, but you didn't know. Who are now of you? Is it any my physically? They are all orchestrated and controlled by the spirituals. And you will be a drop picture where you are. When you say depend on drawing, only into your drawing, or when you're there. So if you fall a victim, your life is gone. I see the Lord keeping your life from evil. That is why the first blessing of your life is to be saved, because if the Lord does not save you, you will continue to get yourself involved in these things that will shorten your days. So Paul realized that. When he was saved, it was the greatest honor God has given to him. And he never forgot that God has blessed my life by giving me salvation. And so wherever he stood, he was willing to defend the name of Christ. I pray that from today your heart and your mind will be there. Every day you appreciate that salvation that God has given to you. Are you here? Go home. And you always be thankful. But then you say, "Brother, me da wasi, sir, why you me free? Who mo di mabankwam?" Oh yes, salvation take you from death, the way to death. That's how that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in you should not perish. That means that you were on your way to perishing, but you shall have eternal life. So you will live longer because of salvation. Hallelujah, somebody. So you must live your life by always thanking God that you are saved. Acts chapter 26. The Bible said that Paul was arrested and he was put before Agrippa. And he was put before Festus. So in this book, chapter 4 of this book, that's the last chapter. You will see, verse 12. Paul started speaking. They said, "Paul, who you name a born into your chill? You have a cool, or see me, the master, a rade, me, the master, my quince, I mean, cancer. A new question, a court. Court, guess, yeah. No, status our casa. Status our casa." He said, "La Agrippa said unto Paul, then Paul stretched forth his hands and said for himself, and he said, I think myself happy, O King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all things whereof I've been accused of." Now he started, watch. "Especially because I know that thou to be an expert in the customs and the questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech you to hear me patiently." Because it was a big court. The king was sitting here. The minister of the governor was sitting here. The Pharisees who have arrested him were all sitting there. Hey! And the crowd of people, the whole courtroom was full. Also, be a man as one of me. Now, me was a mbika. Me was a mbika pa. Then he started, number one. "And my manner of life from my youth, a free man called Abraham, which was at first among all my own nation in Jerusalem." Everybody here knows that, baby. Send a name to you. "Obi and me free man called Abraham, because he has someone that Obien him." Many of us people know your past, but they don't know your current. Hallelujah. Amen. The next verse, watch it. "And he said that which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most strictest set of the religion, I live as a Pharisee." I was a very strict person. Everybody knew me. Okay, the next verse, quickly. Who's controlling? Hallelujah. "And now I stand and I'm judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers." What are the promise of the fathers? "Unto which promise are 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which cause, sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of." Nyenti ya chimney say, "Se ni ya papa no ka chire se nyame esum no nyame papa ntia ya ya e boni ni e di de chia." Okay, the next verse, watch it. "And he said, why should it be taught a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?" The next verse, quickly. "I verily taught myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus Christ." This is one of the things that has arrested many young people. Yeah, actually, I said, "May be beer away," I said, "but Nyamia Seman as Jesus Christ said, meaning it." I thought, sir, I can be a student, I can be a worker, I can be a businessman, I can do anything I can do, but I don't want to know anything about God and about church. That is how I also taught. Sign a Mr. Man, I said, "Meet me in the Pepia, we are submitting me, what a man Pepia, meet me, Bob, the Bam, meet me, no one, Sam, meet me, but send me the yes to a cheat, dear, and I'm a quite sorry, I said, I branched it, send me a quite sorry, dear. Unfortunately, that is the spirit. Tell me, where are you going? Sit down. I thought I ought to do many things. Many things. Many young people do many things. But when it comes to Christ and salvation, we don't want to hear it. Who can share a branch as a young pastor of his own? Assuming I'm your fisher, Ohano. If you say, and San Mone and Quasia Sabuntino, oh, Mastery, and I'm a boy. This is a chum, as I know about, sorry. Meanwhile, no sooner do Bacon Shamo was said in Amadiam, sir, meet me and Pepe, we are still on some Quasar has made the excuse that she did. Then come out, you know. Verse, the next verse, 20. Which thing also I did in Jerusalem. And I didn't get as obedient, he said, a person run and son of my Mekaho. A cousin Toqua Mekaho. A cousin Masamo Mekaho. A cousin member, Mamma, member crew from one another, so Mekaho be. Oh, Pierre, but even one dancing and commons a sad and Suban, and I'm Sir Sadana Brabotia. I saw Diana Mekaho. Cora Bonisam. Planning against evil things. Young God, young God, we are near man. I have scaffold was in a musician and air press, and now you don't call Bona Sumia and you be free. Now, make comes from home. What thing also I did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison. Yet, dear so fast, when I was making with dear so fast. It's because I'm watching Grofosica, and I received authority from the chief priest. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice. Yeah, I gave my voice. It's a monkong, monsel. I saw for me that the so for no made the guyasum. I mean, a bit my area said they be a bit makoso and phobia home. But I sorry, any day can create be obia be rise against us. I sorry, any day can create be say all night. Now we done all night. Say we done now. This why the party day to day try over sorry to assassin be all demo. But what is obi bumpire ni pakro hui wahi. Mobbing so, but and I'm saying, yes, Christian Tino, a yendi pay. Verse 11. Yeah, we are about to. Yes, I punish them often in every synagogue. Oh, so what can the bunny? I know you see, yeah, can't be a punk. I also started count bunny. What do you realize? I can't say, yes, how can the bunny? What do you do in every synagogue? And I compare them to blaspheme, being exceedingly mad against them. I persecuted them even to strange land. Sir, yes, I saw more 12 years. I saw more quiet. I shall have a joke. But I saw Tom Holo. The person is saying, I mean, there are some people that's their lifestyle. Yes, a man has a man or area. So you have another area. Oh, yes, there are boys. They plan such a challenge this year. This week, we are going to. What? Baleshi, I could chase him. What I didn't know for my year, real winner. Well, I clear this lady, I clear. So now, Chalamek, we move to another area where go chase them. Hey! How many can see that that's what the kind of life you were living before salvation caught up with? Yeah. Some money, Pia. To strange cities, cry me call you. Please, yes, watch it, the next verse. Whereupon I went to Damascus with authority to, and commission from the chief priest. And then what? On my way, midnight, I saw in the way a light. Oh, may God show you lights. May God bring you lights. See, it takes light of salvation to change you from all these bad things. When I saw the light, that's why salvation opens your eyes. I saw the light. There are many young people, you have still not seen the light. That's why you are. See, if you have not seen the light, you Oh, Muhammad didn't quite say much. ma to me ho akyere palana will tell me the reverend no ba antam akama si midan because me ba area I say akyere ngano na ye che plot of land en se man to bi na kania no e ma because na ensanom no akatadani en se hunu na na odi se film kwasi asem na ye che plot of area I say easy 5000 2000 you could have bought 10 plot of land. Today, plot of land here is $250,000. But you see, because of lack of salvation, there was no light appear to him. He couldn't see the need to spend money to buy a plant. There was no light. That's why you waste your money for nothing, because there hasn't been light. The day God will open your eyes to light, open the sky and find him. Because you don't have light. That is why you feel the sky the day. And so yes, canoa, chale, organize the boys. Chale, chale, make you come. Obia, chale, take two bottles, take three bottles, take bottles. Do the side. Oma, me niska, Opa, pa niska. Ya drama tranka. Sa usumu peska, never first get brave. Opa, hung kraform masi. Apa, yeah, ready to go for money. Because when you know a few crash, I would be tranka. And you know me. When you still me, light has not appeared to you. That is why you misuse your time. You misuse your money. You misuse your energy. And what did I say? Fen yini chano. So. Now pogo maya. Why did you say? Won't kwana wuchaso. I'm came here to speak to you. You are reducing your age. Every sip that goes out of you. 5 years of your life is wasted. If you don't know. When I went to my Sunyani recently, this last week, I asked of one of my friends, is he still alive? That's a question I ask. Is he still alive? They say he's dead. I said, I'm not surprised. Oh yes, I'm not surprised. Because as we were in school, Auntie Nanahima, he was school 40 years ago. She said, show. What do you mean, madam? Before you brought to my mother. And I saw that. On what to make I say, tell me call Rasa for no bread. I'm so bad bread because I'm too young, 18 years, 19 years. When you're mad at 35, right? And as I'm talking, he's even that scrum, he says, a bit more treason. 40 years down the lane, he's gone. But you see, at that time when we were in school, when you go and fornicate and move around and come around, it's like he was a champion in town. But he didn't know that he was shortening his days on earth. 40 years I've come, I've gone back, and I stood there, and I stood in the cathedral, and I preached the gospel for many people's lives. I've been blessed. I am still alive by the grace of God. I'm preaching the word because salvation saved my life from destruction. If I'm not giving my life at a young age to God, I would have also begun like that. Because Udi and Miss Medi, Udi and Miss Medi, Udi says a challenge. Udi says, who say what, bravo? Who told me so? Usika na usa, what dine and guys will sit down and watch it. What nini na shen croforma? Stupid boy. Oh, mammy, do a free crass, better than crass, a piss can never build us as a man. But who croforma will send it? You spend money like you don't have sense because there's no lights. There's no lights. No light has appeared to you, but today I present to you the light of the world. Jesus, he said, I am the light of the world. And anyone who follow me will never walk in darkness. So we will dim a soon counter. Marry one woman and enjoy anything you want to enjoy with her. And stay faithful to your wife. There are many of you, but there are some people you are married by, you are still chasing other women. You are shortening your days. If you don't know, I'm telling you. You are not a smart guy. Satan is still controlling you. Light has not yet appeared to you. Because ask yourself, how many, all the women you are sleeping for, what else do you get apart from, is it not the same thing? Whether it's a fair lady or a black lady, whether the buttocks are big or slim, whether the body is fat or slender, isn't it the same thing? It is only Satan who is trying to deceive you. But today may light appear to your eyes. You are going to see lights.
Paul said, when I saw the light from heaven, the brightness of the sun shining about all over who were journeys. Watch it. At midday, when we were all falling on the dying, I heard a voice. Today God is speaking to you. May you hear the voice of God. I heard a voice saying unto me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you fooling your rest? You're fooling your John. John, you are stupid. Kevin, why are you wasting your time like that? Why are you using your energy for to pursue something that is not beneficial to you? Why? Is that the reason why your mother gave birth to you? Mama will say but never as a pema. But when sa. But didn't go say same. So, why are you doing these foolish things? He said, who are thou, Lord? And I said, I'm Jesus Christ, whom you are persecuting. Now watch. He said, I would have killed you the way you have been killing my people. I would have wounded you the way you have been wounding my people. I would have been destroying you right now as you are falling, by the way you have been destroying my people. But, now in case I'm cool, I'm not coming across. In case I'm self, I'm not coming across. Now, so, Makuma, actually, I say, say, me, Jimmy, say, Sanwa, meet my boy in the papa. No, by the papa, I'm a reason. Today, Jesus is saying to you, you should have been dead by now, but he's giving you salvation. He's giving you another chance to live your life. He's giving you an opportunity to change from your bad behavior so that he can use you as a vessel. Some of you, it doesn't matter how many years you have wasted. When that will start coming to your life, you see that it's advancing your life. It's going to bless you, bless your family, bless everybody that's connected to you because God knows the potentials in you. As long as you have life, there is a hope for you. Only now you know the right path. Instead of using the money for foolish things. When I was building my house at Makati, take your time. And anywhere you want to build, build it nicely according to your taste. So when people, somebody came and said they want to do POP, I said, I don't have money. God said, you have money and do it. Take your time. You are not in a rush. Let everything be done so well that anywhere you sit in your house, you'll be happy that you have this there. Even if you are sitting in toilets, you must see the surrounding of your toilet as nice place. Spend the money. Because God told me that if I haven't saved you, this money that you think is too expensive, you could have used it to do abortion. That money could have been used for abortion. You could have used it to buy rent houses for girls. You could have used it to buy drinks for people. And you wouldn't have benefited from it. But now use it for your own self. So that in future, you'll be blessed for the rest of your life. That you have something nice here in your toilet, in your kitchen, in your bathroom, in your hall. Anywhere you sit, you must be happy. That I should have, this money could have found itself in somebody's house. A lady's house. Who by this time would have forgotten about me? Because relationship is only a casual relationship. After 2 years, maximum relationship are over. If I ask, I'll look back and say, hey, so some secondary school, I'm a baby, and I'm a hot chili, I'm a fairly bad exam, sir. But I'm going to panic crowd number, be missing number. Come with me here by my crass. But then I'm saying, I'm from here to be soon. Then you go poor ye, my mom, saying, Yansen, engine. I've come back 40 years after. I've come as a blessed person. May you become the next 30 years to come, the next 40 years to come, the next 50. It's even to a joy to be alive. It's a blessing that comes from salvation. Hallelujah. Say what Jesus said. Arise, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose. Today, the purpose for coming to here. Today, so the reason is this. I want to make you a minister and a witness of those things which I have shown thee and the thing that I will appear on today. From today, may the Lord show you things. See, when you give your life to Christ, God begins to show you things. Open your eyes. Therefore, God begins to open your eyes. and give you wisdom. Oma unyansa, oma unimtia, oma unkwanchire. You see God guiding your life. Say, you be my witness and be my minister. I want you to know that everybody who is here today, God brought you for this purpose. That you are supposed to be a minister and a witness of his salvation he has given to you. Because remember, he said, you could have been dead. Yesterday, you could have been dead yesterday. Yeah, he buried somebody, one of our pastor's wife. He was a pastor's wife. 36 years. Christmas, yeah, did Christmas, maybe you call New Year or planning for New Year. 28th. Was sorry about so cook room by no one made it. It could have been you. It could have been me. So the rest of your life now, what else do you use it for? To serve God. To say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that you have chosen me and you are giving me extension of life. But you have enframa. Oh, homie. Live your life. Be thankful to God. All the rest of your life, may you become a witness. Don't keep quiet. Man, kasi nyame nyehwe mawo. Nyame ya bibia mawo. Catch the nipa se nyame aboa me. Because pena me namo no. Se nyen nyame ada roma. Enye nyame adomwa. Enka mente se nyame ti. I pray that from today, by recognizing this great salvation that God has brought you in, you will be faithful to serve God and tell people about the goodness of God. Men kasa sorry ye waste time. Men kasa sorry so for be pemis kentra. Nemo ze fasa nya mia mamen kwakura meti wiasena. If se baby nan kame krono, e kwana me nam sono. Baby an kadim bedunu ebi kwa kamin ruho. Masa nanya mia da rometiasia. Medjina ho na medjina miwa dansia. That's why Paul said, I will serve God. I will defend the name of God. I don't care what people say about me because I know that if God has not given me salvation, I would have been dead. In fact, the day he met me, you know, he could have killed me. But he didn't kill me because born in my own. Me and my own. Obi koya abortion na waye nibi o. But when Timmy ama. Se wa Timmy ako. Na waba. Kase brother. Me dawa se wan mami atimi atrase e fi na kwe abortion tie me ye bibio me de me de me nipa dua e be po afore na me de ama me jankopo na ma twen se awrade ma me ekunu a because the reason why you call abortion that obi kunu na akoje no ana wono nyin se enti na one person oba wo enti no se na eji ska na kose ana anso oji mi ukose no enye hwe na wani afra ba na nyame bia wani enti wo ye fro no fato homa nyame wate no nsuma ni papa baby ni ambo wana die no omunni no munko na ni aka chiri ya ende ya beba ho ba ko pemise ni papa baba ya dai baba ba nyabi ya die onyame nsaye no won kan sai no won sai se ni ambo di ya no die omo di ko pa daniel e mo na no mo winsa no omo asa no nyina ba nyahwe ti se nyame ma honkwa. As long as God has called you for this purpose to be his servant, to be his. Look at the beautiful wife you have. Look at the very nice children you have. Is it not nice? Is it not beautiful? That is why God, you must live your life by being a minister. A minister. Who in here say about a pastor? Who can in Amiya Mahonwa? Who be genetic? Amiwa dance yes. Seigneur Radia da Roma. Nyan Coupon Yam, Altomo Jimmy Free, Womuban, Kamua. You know, but I appeal to you for this purpose. And watch, he said that in the next one, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles. Anytime God saves you, he delivers you from people who are planning against your life. I'm delivering from people and from Gentiles, and to whom I send. Now you have to go back to the same sinners now. Now, no more general. And he said, what? Delivering them from the bread and the Gentile, whom I now send you. Jesus saved you and he sent you to the same people he saved you from. So that you tell your story to them, say, na mete samoa banyanko ponti. Ebra me hu nyame a me sase ase me sum nyame. Me hu nsachira between you and me de me hu ba for na makira say, say won so sesa. Obutme ese na meti. Hallelujah. To open their eyes, that's what it means. He has shown you light so that you can go back and show the people and the light you have seen. So that you, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness into light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me. Today you are joining the class of people who are sanctified by faith. In Christ Jesus, there is an inheritance. Yeah, when you go power, a friend say, inheritance is a chapadia, a chem. O PPA, and I meet you a free, a sumu abahani hemo. Why be when you are one at some? Or Marcus is a war, and it does so. Oh, inheritance means that something that I've been prepared for you even before you knew. As you are sitting down here, you don't know how much God has prepared for you. It is as you start serving God, you begin to see that Namin Yawa shed that dadana. Or shall say, oh, ye, dear. Tina Musa, oh, bah, sorry, no, now you're hearing you. But as you keep serving God and keep serving God, you see God open you to riches and prosperity and greatness. Sometimes people say that, but your church is a rich man's church. So I can't come to the church. The church is not rich. The church is poor people who have been translated to be rich. We were poor. We were all poor people. But through the salvation of Christ and the inheritance God has given to us, that is why I'm going to say, and I would be a bad in Sidam because I said, send me you a few soon. Now, may you are behind you. As long as you are a sinner, you live in darkness. You live under the control of Satan. I said that from the power of Satan. Power of Satan. Satan said, Konamonsa, Monsa will call you say, yeah, because two may be in their control. We won't control. But thank God that through Christ, there's another power that controls your life. His name is the Holy Spirit. He will guide you into what to do. He will show you where to go. He will tell you, Sunday, we don't stay home and wash. He'll be leading and guiding you. And you'll see that one day you see that you have bought a car. You say, I heard about the car. The grace of God are bound towards you. You who was a poor guy from a poor village, suddenly you see that you are also wearing such suit. You are wearing tie. You never wore tie before. Some of you have never worn tie before because you are from Obia more tie than. But it's simply little, as you serve God, you begin to be changed. You begin to be refined. The glory of God come upon you. The peace of God come upon you. The joy of the Lord fill your heart. Suddenly, when we say 1,000 cities, you see that you have robbed them and they have robbed 1,000 cities. But you used to struggle with even 5 Ghana cities because you were in darkness. But thank God that in this scheme, there's inheritance. There is inheritance. There is inheritance. There is inheritance. There is inheritance in all who come into this wonderful kingdom. I pray that God will open your eyes to see your inheritance. That is why I don't see why I will go back from God. Because of Nyame adomo a wado me minim ne ewo wiase a me kwako pepio cause en shira manya wo nyame mu no e wiase fo ntim ma bisan shira adomo chede nyame dia ma me no I can't get it from anywhere. Not any university can give me the blessings, but thank God for the grace of salvation. That is why we'll be thankful to God and be praying to God from today. May the Lord touch you. Paul gave his life and said that I am thankful to God because of this. So throughout that book, you see Bishop giving us about 8 reasons why Paul began to be very thankful. Very thankful. Thankful. Thankful that the facts are made free is sumwa bahemunkwana. I'm expressing my thanksgiving by preaching to big people and preaching to old, young people. That's my testimony of thanks. That's to me to say, I thank you, God. I want to stand and preach to people that God has been good to me. He can also be good to you. I give him my life to serve God. It's time for you to give your life as a sign that you are thanking God for the salvation that's given to you. May the Lord bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet, everybody. Show to God your thanksgiving. Lift up your voice. Say thank you to God by being obedient to the heavenly vision. Any vision God has given to you about a church, obey God. Obey the word of God. Obey the visions of God. Say thank you by obeying the word of God. Now, to say thank you to God, continue faithfully and relentlessly in your call till the end. The call of God on your life. Say, stay faithful with this call. Keep praying. Keep being a chorister. Keep being a dancer. Keep being a teacher. Keep being a shepherd. Keep being a member of the church. Don't stop. It's a sign of saying thank you to God. Stay faithful to your call. Your call of God. Say thank you to God by witnessing relentlessly. Witness to other people, both small and great. Say thank you to God by accepting to preach the cross of Christ. Teach others also the salvation you receive. It's a way to say thank you to God. Thank you to God. Say thank you to God by serving God until everybody thinks that you are a mad person. Until everybody thinks that you are mad person, because they say, Paul, too much learning is making you crazy. He said, I'm not crazy. I'm saying thank you to God. I'm saying thank you to God. Why do you go to church like that? Why is it every day you are going to church? Tell the person, I go to church every day because I just want to say thank you to God. I just want to say thank you to God. Because if God has not saved me, I wouldn't be alive to be who I am. And I would stay home and be watching televisions when the church is going on. You say thanks to God by rejecting the world opinion about you. If we are born in some way, I can't find ourselves. We are crown crown. I don't go now. I go to heaven. Tell the person that I'm thanking God. I don't care what you say about me. I know who I am. I know what God has done for me. You say thank you to God by desiring other people to serve God. And then yami ajewa. Anam for phone swe. Unu anamu swe. Obusi an phone swe. Omo anomi ajuman swe. Ubakach la wana. Tell them about Christ. As a medium of thanksgiving. Say thank you to God by not letting the grace of God be in you in vain. Lift up your voice and just thank the Lord. Say, Radia, do my dear, do me, my domain in your qua. No more being so sad to my honor. No, so ya, Juma. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Say thank you to God by telling other people that God is good. When you go come to God, He turns you from darkness into light, He takes you from the kingdom of Satan into His marvelous kingdom. Tell people about Christ that He is good. He is good. He is good. He is good. As many as came to Him, to them He gave them power to become. May you also be the medium through which many say, just thank you to God by laboring more abundantly everywhere you find yourself. Work for God hard. Work hard. Give your life and energy. Serve God with all your strength. Don't let anybody say anything against you. With your energy, with your strength, serve God. As a way to say thank you. Thank Him. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him. Thank Him for who you are. Thank Him for His plans and His purpose for you. Open your mouth and thank the Lord for great salvation. Oh, to take you from darkness into His light. We bless you. We thank you. We give you all the glory that you deserve, Lord. In Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Yes, you catch yourself. The canyon appear, my soul, I was a sign, a bear, Paul.
and a pay in the canyon and so appear also. Of a source, some fruit or barb or that no more. Not about brapa, a dian yon yam, any dim papa, any shra, a betoso. Sir Paul, I'm finding one man, brother, can then you see a canoe was in fear and pimp pimachri. Then I'm a form of Domania and San Nomine Mappe, young children would deal with Babu Mukama, young King Campy. Some of you are going to leave that your name will be forever in your family. Your name shall be known forever that we will bring salvation into our family. And so God is opening your eyes to see today and give your life so that you shall be the eternal reference of blessings in your family. But God wants to separate you and call you to become the soul who, having seen the light and be testifying of it, all others that will come after you will live this righteous life. Every head bow and every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want to give your life to Christ. Today, light has appeared to you. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. You should not die a foolish death just because of following your feelings. There's more good things ahead of you that God has in store for you. Yeah, inheritance for you as you convert your life from the bad ways into right ways. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. As your hand is lifted up, please walk to me here. Come confidently. Say, God, transform me. Come. Come forward. I'm going to give my life to Christ. Come to Jesus. Come. Come. It doesn't matter how many people. It's about you alone. Come. Come. Paul said that I heard. We all heard, but I gave my life. Come. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. There's a better future waiting for you. There's a better inheritance God has in store for you. Yes, you cannot live your life by the old ways. There's a better way. Jesus has appeared. His lights to show you. He said, I will show you many things. I will reveal many things to you. Thank you. Now, if you are here and you can sense in your spirit, long time ago, you can sense a spirit of belonging to the house, the presence of God. That's why some of you, even Empire, but the last 2 years, Empire Crown will be there. Because there's no sense of the need for God. But God wants to restore you. Because darkness has blinded you. But God wants to give you lights. Now you don't know what is about to happen, but come, turn from your old ways and come close to me. So that I'll be your buckler, I'll be your strength. If you feel that you have detached from God for the past many days, even about 3 months, since the last 3 months, you have not been able to stand and pray on your own. Come, I'm going to pray for you. God wants to reconnect you. You feel that you want to be restored to the presence of God. Please come forward. Don't feel shy. God is here to reconnect you to life and to power. Come to Jesus. Come. Okay, let us pray. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. That light has appeared unto me. I surrender my life to you. I know, like Saul, I've given my life and energy for many things, but not with Christ. But today, I've come to know that Christ in me is the hope of my glory. As Paul received you and his life became glorious, today, I come to you. Having seen the light, I want to come to you. Please forgive me. Have mercy on me as you had for Paul. And make me a better person. Say, Lord, use me to bring something wonderful with my life in your kingdom. Make me a shining light to shine towards my friends and family members who are still in darkness, so that through this light they shall also come into your light. As you use Paul to do great works for you,
use me also to do great things for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for this special son. You have called him from darkness into your marvelous light. Let the light she has seen today guide her life. As the wise men were led by the light into Jesus' house, even when he was born, may your light guide her. She will no more be known of her past, but new things, glorious things, blessed things. She is the first who was rising in the family to bring enlightenment. You said, Lord, to touch many generations by the salvation she has received from you. Oh, yes, change him and make him. Fill them with the spirit of Paul and use them mightily in your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Macarius Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.